All right, today is Thursday, September 12th, 2019. And this is the County Administration Workshop in the BCC Conference Room. It's 9 a.m. Our Chair, Lily Morgan, is not here. First item up is the Sheriff with Aurora. Come on up. And City of Cave Junction Contract Deputy Agreement, as well as an intergovernmental county-city lease agreement for Sheriff's Office Substation Amendment Number 5. So, how are you?
Good.
Good.
So, I'm Aurora. I am with the Sheriff's Office. And both of those agreements are just renewals. The lease is just renewing our lease for another year. And then the contract deputy, again, no changes. Just they cover the cost to have a deputy out in CJ for 40 hours a week.
Now, does this just cover operation like his wages, or does this take care of, like, say, for instance, I'm assuming we have to issue a car to them? But
yeah,
when we say this takes care of the deputy, does that take care of his car, fuel, and all the other stuff involved?
Yes, that's included.
Okay. So no changes?
No changes. Just nothing, the amount of the contract deputy based wages going up. But that's the only change.
Now, do we submit to the state, because this comes through from the state, correct? It says it's pass-through funds to the county. From where?
From the City of Cave Junction.
Oh, okay. So they pay a tax out there, and it comes through to the sheriff. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it comes out of their local taxes out there. Okay. Well, it looks like we're going to move item 1A to the admin meeting.
Do they have to be in agreement?
They've
Cave Junction, did they pass? Did this go through their city council?
Yes, they've already signed off and approved it.
Okay.
And then item 1B will go to the consent calendar.
So I'm sorry, you said item 1A will go to
admin meeting next week, maybe Tuesday? I don't know.
Today's the we'll go to the business section. WBS next week.
Somewhat Wendy told me, but okay.
We're at admin today.
Right. We're at admin today.
It'll go on the administrative agenda portion.
It'll go on the administrative agenda portion of the BCC weekly business session.
Yeah, WBS next Wednesday.
Okay.
All right.
And I don't know, should Aurora show up or Sheriff? I don't know.
I wouldn't think so, because there isn't unless you're not comfortable presenting.
No, I'm fine. I have no questions on it. I think we can carry the water on that one if you want.
Okay.
So you don't have sure.
Sounds good.
Great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Say add all your tenants in the jail for me. Guests of the county.
Item 2, Department Business. This is a human resources update for some job description updates. Public Works, Board of County Commissioners, Fairgrounds, and another Fairgrounds. Also?
Another Fairgrounds.
Double Fairgrounds.
Got it. J.D. Schiffel, HR Director. So item 1 is 4 job descriptions within the Public Works Division. It is an update to the road worker job descriptions. There is some updated safety language and some clarification in what licenses you need for the different levels of road worker. This was vetted through the department and the collective bargaining unit some time ago, so it's not really any substantive changes, but we thought it was important to include the safety language. Road workers, from a workers' comp standpoint, are our most dangerous work position in the county, so having a concrete safety language in the job descriptions we thought was pretty valuable.
I thought it was in finance, that's where all the danger is.
That's emotional damage, not so much physical, so.
They don't have to pay out as much. I like it.
So those ones are pretty simple. Item 2.2 is...
2A?
2A, 2, I guess, whatever. request for job description within the Board of County Commissioners. Currently, we have a tiered position within the board admin secretary position, but it wasn't reflective of the job description. I mean, we have 2 positions. We were waiting for the executive office manager to kind of see what she felt. I mean, I could write it up, but I didn't want to do that until Annette had a chance to come in and take a look at it. So I coordinated with Annette. We worked together on this job description to codify what the differences in the different levels.
Okay.
And what are the different levels?
So you have one and two. A two is more of a lead worker role. Ultimately, you have a more veteran employee in that higher level position who is responsible for developing the staff, teaching training, and overseeing workflow, and also serves as a backup for Annette when she's out.
Okay, and then a level one is?
A level one is doing the work of the board secretary, but they're not acting as a lead worker. They're not teaching and training the other folks.
Where does their pay scale fall in?
So they're an NU10, and the lead is an NU12, which is what it currently has been for the last year or so. It just wasn't codified in the job description. So we're not actually changing anybody's salary. We're just saying, what is going on? Let's put what's going on paper so that it's clear.
Sounds good.
Okay, did I'm assuming we're talking about the two secretaries in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Any other questions?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that at a later date. I think it's not appropriate to do it right now, but I would like to sit down with you two.
Okay.
And share my views on it, if you don't
mind. You want to table this particular one?
I would like to table this particular 2A for right now.
Sure.
Until I get a more clear picture as to what it means.
Sure, no problem. Okay. We'll table that one. That's no problem.
I appreciate that. Is that okay with you, Commissioner? Thank you.
No. No problem whatsoever. What about item 3?
Okay, so
3A.
So the first part of the fairgrounds, if you want to come on up, is some job descriptions within the fairgrounds, and then we'll talk about the structure of the staffing. So to start off with just the job descriptions, our finance director asked me to do a wage analysis for the fairgrounds director position. So that's the first one. So in the job description change for fairgrounds director, I am recommending a change in salary based upon comp analysis. And then I made a couple of small changes in the job description, primarily in the physical requirements. I just didn't think they were as accurate as they ought to be. So there's some small changes in the job description, and I am recommending it move from D1 to D3.
So when you make a change to the fair director's salary change, mm-hmm. how far down are you going to take her down the scale? Just kidding.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't tell you that part.
You did a really good job, but we think you can do it cheaper.
Exactly.
It's an option.
Cutting you back to 38 hours.
Sounds like
a week.
Every other sales job I've had.
Yeah.
Yes. The next is the fairgrounds maintenance worker. We actually have had a two-tiered structure in the past in the fairgrounds, and what we'd like to do is bring that structure back. So we have fairgrounds maintenance who primarily does mostly setup, takedown, custodial, and just a little bit of maintenance, you know, painting, patching, that kind of stuff. Light maintenance, occasionally fixing a fence or something of that nature. And then the two has a little more skills in maintenance, do a little higher. And then also they are the primary coordinator on work orders and big events, including the fair and some other big events. They're the main coordinator of the rest of the staff that'll work through Tamara to accomplish those tasks. So it's again, a structure that has been in place in the past, and we'd like to put it back in.
So you're on B right now?
I'm on
right?
B, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So
for one and two.
And Tamara and I talked a little bit about this. Is this consistent with what you and I talked about?
Okay. Yeah, we coordinated and went back and forth and came up with what was a good
job description. I think what we're going to have, and I think it's company-wide, mm-hmm. the sheriff certainly opened the ball with it with this concept, is that recruitment and retention, we're paying $3 less an hour than In-N-Out Burger.
Mm-hmm.
And although In-N-Out's a bigger organization, we are, however, but if, when you're talking recruitment and retention, you've got to offer something or you get no one. And if your offer is low enough, you'll get someone, but they won't last long.
You'll get what you pay for.
And they won't do the job. So that I always want to be, now that we've got fairgrounds, is a little healthier than they used mm-hmm. to be. I think that I would rather put, you know, some money towards the folks that we depend on, you know, a director is certainly one of them, but when you actually had send somebody out to do something, you want to make sure that it's going to get done, and we have, you know, somebody that has this, the basic skills to get that done. And if we don't offer enough, we won't get.
Yeah,
so I just want us to be very careful with that.
I 100% agree. I did do a wage analysis on this position, and then the salary recommendations are based upon that wage analysis.
Okay. Did you get like comps to Medford and whatnot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is a change because they were basically starting out at minimum wage, and we were, you know, it's hard to attract and retain at that salary. So I'm not recommending that. They were at an A7, which was our lowest paid employee. I'm moving recommending moving the maintenance to an A9, and then the two to an A11. And if you look at the scope of work, it's not quite as I'll call it high as level as our billing maintenance workers. And so it also has the parity of internal parity as well, because you don't want to overpay this position and pay more than
within your own organization.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And we're okay with compression on any of these recommendations.
That's not an issue for these. The last job description is event coordinator. So that is a real vital position within, you know, the trajectory of the fairgrounds. You know, she's dedicated to having consistent flow of productive events at the fairgrounds, and this is going to be a key position to allow her to be able to do that. And it's a similar.
So this is a new one, a restructure?
It'll be a brand new position, so with a brand new job description. So we'll have to recruit for this position. And it's a similar position that the Parks Department actually has.
And other fairgrounds as well.
Yeah.
Basically, this person will be working a lot on the outreach of bringing events in coordination, of course, with myself. But they will be the ones that really make sure that you know, all the details for the event are taken care of, as well as the actual social media website development and things of those nature, the real marketing side of it. So it's really, it's an event coordinator, but it's going to be a heavy marketing position within the office, and it's something that we've been
I can see with so many facilities out there the opportunity to book something twice, two things in one building at the same time.
Yeah. Or not have enough parking for all three events.
Or we have 10 tables and they all need 10 tables, and we don't have the stuff. So I think that the coordinating side of it to me is probably the most important.
Mm-hmm. That really seems to be getting busier.
As the vision of the fairgrounds ratchets up, our professionalism needs to ratchet up with that.
Correct.
If it doesn't, we continue to try to do this, you know, like off the cuff, and everybody working 20-hour days like they do during fair.
Right.
That doesn't go on very long. So I see real value in that event coordinator. I'm glad you brought that up, because as we transform from being a fairgrounds to an event center, which seems like that's where we're headed,
right,
and that's where we really need to go for the life of the fairground, that we got to step up.
And I had, just so you know, I had at budget time anticipated doing some changes. I didn't know quite what they looked like back in March, whenever it was, February maybe.
Right.
And so, you know, I did set up a contingency line to really kind of cover, knowing that I was going to make changes this year. I just didn't know what they looked like at that point. So
you
have
saw
budget.
A change in revenue since
sake,
the budget.
You've been here
well,
six
right?
months.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, sure.
What the heck has been your holdup?
The contingency line will cover all, if not most, of the impact for this 19-20 year, and then of course we'll move forward from that point forward. So while it's great to have the additional revenues, this isn't really touching those additional revenues.
Right.
This was
nice.
Anticipation of knowing that change needed to come.
Well, and does this person control the reader board that's on the highway there?
That will be a part of it.
A part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And do we ever utilize that for county business? Like, hey, there's a really exciting weekly business session coming up at 5:30.
LOL.
We typically, what we use it for is the events that are happening on the fairgrounds.
Reserve seating tickets for a weekly business session, $20.
And on a serious note, like, did my hemp symposium, or the commissioner's hemp symposium, ever get on there? has an event coming up, do all events automatically get on the board, or is it a judgment call?
No, it's not a judgment call. Typically, people that are promoting events will pay to have that happen.
So it's a separate request?
It is a separate request.
Okay.
And so a big piece of what we're going to be doing is that we're going to develop marketing plans for our events that are coming in, and that's definitely something that's going to be in that upcoming process. But okay. For right now, we've been a very reactive situation instead of being a proactive, and we just haven't had the manpower.
Right, but this person may have some chance.
Would that reader board have a PSA, public service announcement aspect, like the radio stations every once in a while give us a little nudge? Could we ask the fairgrounds every once in a while, like for instance for the commissioner's hemp thing, that was very, very, very popular, well received, but I think, just to have it up there might have been for just a couple of days maybe.
I think that part of the problem is we were short stuff. The gal that normally does all of that and kind of really organizes it and goes, oh, this should be on the reader board. She's been out. She's just started back on Monday. She actually left the first part of July. So she was out on medical. But she's back and she spent yesterday over there updating the reader board and kind of getting our calendar back in line. And
horse racing would still have to pay a little fee to get on that board?
No, they have to pay the full fee.
I mean, they'd have to pay the fee.
Yeah.
Not a reduced or...
No. I mean, the fee across the board.
Right. I guess I didn't even think about them including something in the contract.
They purchased their space yesterday.
Okay.
So
I think the key is that we need to be really consistent in how we talk about that. It sounds like you've touched that.
But I would say that I guess I reserved it with you, that you should counter, hey, do you want to put that up on the reader board?
Exactly. and that's where a lot of that.
Yeah, where that new person can pull that. Extra bit of marketing there.
Absolutely.
Right.
And, has that opportunity, like I said, to take it from, that first, hey, I want to do this, to all the way through the process. So where we have right now, everyone's being split with three or four different things in the same hour, minute sometimes, that, things are not getting processed all the way through. But you have everybody that's, doing the best they can. We just don't have enough people.
And from the liaison of the fairground, Tamara and I talked about all of this, and I fully concur. I think it's about time.
Yeah. Well, we got to prepare for the future. It's a different thing.
It is. If we, as we've gone from, just a few short months ago, it was, that fairground is going away. I'm not putting any money into it. To now we have people saying, that fairground's going to stay. How can we make it, one of our shining lights in the county, and I think we need to respond to that as staffing, by staffing up and actually being able to respond to the requirements and to people's wants and needs out there. Nice that you get them to come in and they want to rent a building, and then you go, well, you're on your own.
Well,
it might bring some picnic tables or
something. Exactly.
We need to step up and be the professional that we want to demonstrate, and then it will come back.
Agreed.
Well, now you got a commercial kitchen to offer.
Yeah, and I think it's an investment. I think that what we'll see is that position specifically is actually going to generate us revenue. Not.
Yeah.
And this is one. This is one of those things like parks. They've gone from being in the red to in the black, and same thing with fairgrounds is in the red to the black. We're working on airports to get from the red to the black, and I think we're stepping forward on all of them. This is a giant leap here. It's good. I like it. I don't have any problem.
So those are the job descriptions. If you actually look at what the specific changes are to FTE and whatnot, I will say that Tamara is being very fiscally conservative in her approach. She's not saying, I have more revenue, let's just spend it all. Currently, we have a full-time admin person in the office and a 0.75 maintenance person and two half-time maintenance. She's going to move the two half-times up to 0.75. So that'll increase the FTE of her maintenance a bit, and then she's going to add one position for the marketing piece. And for now, that's it. So it isn't like saying, let's just dump a bunch of money into staff. No, she's being very conservative and appropriate, in my opinion.
Yeah, cautiously a little bit.
So the totality of the costs, based on a budget, it's about $80,000. However, that's a bit misleading because you can't get done what needs to get done in 0.75 plus two halftime. You just can't. And so those folks actually were working more than their FTE just because they needed to. So some of it is actually reflective of what's going on, not an increase. So just based on the budget, it's $80,000, but the actual expenditure will be less than that because she's already spending some of it. Right. So really what we're looking for today is just an approval of this structure. There is one thing that isn't right that we submitted. We were considering changing the department specialist to a senior department specialist. That's something that she may do in the future, but she's not ready to do now. So for now, it's just going to stay a department specialist. We'll progress as we go, and it may change in the future, but for now, we're going to leave it alone.
Okay.
So it's a little less than what's in your packet.
All right, so item 2-2, we're going to table, but the rest of them under item 2, you can just go forward on.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be voted on, I don't think.
There is one added position, which isn't in the budget, and it falls outside. It's a large enough dollar amount that it can be approved today, or it can go to Wednesdays, but it needs an actual formal vote for approval.
Okay. Well, I'd rather put it more in the public's eye and put it on next Wednesday so that we had a chance to tell them what we're doing.
Sure. I think there's some great value in that.
Yep.
I think there's plenty of support for the fairground publicly. I don't look to see any. Hey, everybody, it's no dark secret. You guys are overworked out there.
Right.
And if people actually knew the physical size of the fairground divided by four people, they go, what?
That's every time I go out there, that's the reaction I get. How does it look as good as it does?
It's what you do. It's amazing. It is amazing.
Well, just like a lot of things in our community, it's something on the rise.
Right.
Things are getting better, and people love to see that. So.
So on for the event coordinator, we'll wait till next week's meeting before we can post that. But what about the maintenance? Can I get started on
making those changes?
Those are small enough dollar threshold. Your liaison can sign off on it.
Can we vote today on 3A and 3C, and then 4 go to the WBS? Can we do that?
Well, he was just saying the liaison can sign for the small ones.
The job descriptions, I don't need to vote. I just need a consent.
Okay, so
I can move forward. We can even post for the coordinator. It just won't go effective until the official vote.
Right.
Okay.
So just come on Wednesday to talk about, here's my plan to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have to have a formal vote to increase the budget for the event coordinator. The other stuff is a small enough dollar threshold that your liaison can sign off on.
All right.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yep. I'll be
so we will be available Wednesday?
Sure.
Excellent. Maybe we'll see you this afternoon.
This afternoon too?
For a ribbon cutting?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm going fishing.
No. No, you're not.
All right.
Great. Good to see you. All right. That's section 2. On to section 3. We have a financial report and business update. Item 3A is a fee change and tentative timeline. I think I bought enough time for that side conversation to complete.
Yes, you did. Excellent.
Perfect.
Arthur O'Hare, Finance Director. So we've got three things. So the first thing is that annually we initiate the fee change process. So for all departments, for the entire county, we are allowed to change fees, but only if we go through a formal process that was approved by the voters back in 2000, I believe it was. So that process I initiate in September, typically. It takes about 90 days to go through that fee change process, as was established there. So this is just the initial memo that I will send out to all the departments. It gives a time frame for when those changes need to come back to the finance office so I can compile them and give them to you in a consistent format. It gives time to advertise. There's a public hearing process that has to be part of that fee change process, a public hearing. And then once the fees are adopted, it's a 30-day waiting period before they go into effect. So we project for a January 1 effective date on all new fees or all fee changes. The consistency is one of the benefits. One of the reasons we do it this way is that both departments and public recognize that January 1 is the standard time that all fees for the county will be updated. That's been pretty consistent over the last, I'll say, 7-8 years.
Well, and plus for, like for instance, I'll just throw parks out there. If they have a fee change, their handout, their literature needs to reflect the change. It takes time to get that change put into their pamphlets, or if they need to pamphlets or signage or whatever, they can do that through the winter rather than doing it in May.
Right, you don't want to do it in the middle of park
summer,
season.
No,
right,
saw,
right.
So this gives a, the only, so what I'll do in addition to this is one of the most more timely issues is the public information requests. So one of the things that'll be added into this is that if a department has a public information request, a fee associated with a public information request that is going to be different than what the county adopts in general, if your department has unique costs that require you to have a different fee for a public information request, then we need to make sure that's part of this process here today. We do have a few departments like that, and I've worked with Wally and Pat to, prior to you being involved, to try to see if we can make those all consistent. So anyway, that's what the attempt will be, is that we'll have a standard public information fee, and then if you as a department have something unique, we'll adopt that in this process.
What I get with the pack of dogs that I run with is, well, those fees are taxes. Why aren't they going to the voter?
Right. So back in 2000, we actually went to the voters, and the voters approved a fee change process. And so
that included the board.
That includes the board. It's the whole county.
Whole county.
Yeah, the whole county. So we do have a voter-approved process, and that's why there's a public hearing, and that's why there's a 30-day waiting period.
Okay, that's a good answer. I just need an answer. Say, now there's a process. Rather than every going to ballot for every, if Parks wants to raise $3 for an overnighter, rather than go to the ballot and it costs you so much money, and you never get it back with the $3, it'd have to be $10. And so on and so forth. Rather than do all that, you've approved the voter.
The voters
where you,
have approved.
Where you got to speak was in the process.
Yeah.
And that's been done in 2000.
Right.
And you want to change that process, you get a ballot together and change it.
Yeah.
But until then, that's how it's
that's the process
that
the county follows.
I just need to have an answer.
Yeah. So that's fee changes. So.
Well, and
Still learning.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask, would you say a high percentage of our fees are automatically increased based on the consumer price index or something? Or some other methodology every year?
There are some fees that are have that, but typically those are fees that are set either by the state or by the feds, and so those can automatically go through legally. We're allowed to, if a fee is set by a higher body, the state sets some of the building safety fees, for example, permit fees and so on. So those fees can automatically go through and automatically be indexed. The rest of the fees that we charge go through this process and we increment them. And the basis could be CPI.
Right.
The consumer price. The basis could be, or it just costs more money to provide, or those kind of things. But if you want to increase your fees, you need to go through this process.
Yeah, because it seems like at the city, used to be that fees were not set to automatically raise with CPI, and then you'd get 10 years down the road and go, man, they're low.
Right.
And now we have a bigger raise in the fees, and it's more dramatic.
30%.
Exactly.
And that happens and has happened and may happen again. So
I just think it's a better method to give it that 1.5 to 2-3% instead of 11% every 10 years.
Right, but that can be, I guess, rather than automatically built into the fee structure, that's part of the process. You, the department, have to say, the cost has gone up, and so incrementally this year I'm going to increase it, and I'm going to increase it next year, and I'm going to increase it the year following. We've done some of that. Public Works has done some of that deliberately and intentionally, where they need to get to a target fee here, but they've been incremental in their approach, so every couple of years they've increased, with the idea that they will eventually reach that
But you know, that method. All of a sudden pops up on everybody's radar, but yet a gallon of milk went from 98 cents to $3.80, and nobody said a thing. Packed cigarettes went from 82 cents to $5 and a nickel, and nobody said a thing.
It's like $7 and something now.
Is it? Oh, my God.
It's incredible. They just keep going so after it like it's just money
pay. It's what jumps out at them that you raised your park fee by a buck. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
But fees are legally required, and we'll mention this in the process, are legally required to be on a reimbursable basis, not to exceed the cost of providing that
when
service.
You give your presentation, when we get this thing all done in November, it looks like November at the end of it, will be a public hearing. Could you please explain, just like you did to me, that why these fees don't go to the voter?
Right.
That these fees fall under the process that the voter approved.
I'm glad you included that in this paperwork.
I think that'd be, just a little side note on that.
Yeah, I will do that. I've got that.
At ease. I think that would answer a lot of questions from the people out there. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, I've got that in my presentation, so.
And you're
excellent.
Super. Yeah, so if the time frame looks good to you, and I think part of the reason I put it out there is to make sure that that the board does not, move a WBS to a Tuesday or whatever. So get these out there so we can know ahead of time if there's any conflict or anything that doesn't work.
Gotcha.
So that's the fee change, tentative timeline. If no other questions, I'll move to the next
one.
Go
to 3B,
which one is that? Oh, that's the Ann-Basker. So, as you know, we've been improving the Ann-Basker, installing improved
audio-visual.
Mm-hmm. This is another piece of it. John couldn't be here. And while this is a $7,000 purchase for the hearing assistance, so the little microphones, headsets that are available for the hearing folks. Even though this is below his delegated authority as a department head, he just wanted to make sure the board was aware that this is another step in the improvement of the Ann-Basker audiovisual program.
I noticed last night at the meeting, just talking, is that the microphone out there for the public at the public podium, it's not very sensitive. In other words, if somebody stepped back, if they're this far, they're fine. If they're this far, it doesn't pick it up.
Yeah, it seemed to have a
smaller
cone.
I didn't know if the sensitivity on that microphone.
Is it controllable? It should be,
it's controllable with the panel.
And so
is it okay?
We might want to heat it up a little bit.
Ratchet that one up, but you don't want to pick it up crowd noise, but if like, Rika Brown, she has a tendency to start out loud and then get weak, and it just drops off. And I was afraid that the recording wouldn't be picking up what she said. But if that sensitivity can be ratcheted up, I appreciate that.
Yep.
Okay, other than that, I think it worked great.
I love the new system.
I can hear Darren.
We can hear better.
I can hear Darren and Lily. Of course, they're sitting right next to me. But
no, having that little speaker helps.
I think it's been a huge improvement. So this is just one more step in that. And
was this discovered or is this predictable?
No, this predictable. Okay. They just want to improve it and bring it up to speed.
We've already got the earphone things. I think I've seen them over there on top.
Yeah.
We already do.
They're just old school.
Old school. We're going to improve them and replace them with the
That way it's a whole group replacement for the whole system.
Yeah. And so John just wanted to make sure that you were aware that that's one more step in the
I wonder what the estimate on the life of those things are. Now is it 20 years or is it not?
No, they'll be replaced. They'll be obsolete in 6 months.
I know, right?
I mean, I've gone through 78s, 33s, 45s,
8-track,
four-track, 8-track cassettes,
CDs,
disc, MP3.
That's right.
And now
remember the big laser discs?
iPods and reel-to-reel. I used to have a reel-to-reel.
Forget reel-to-reel.
So all of that's come and gone. I have CDs in all of my cars. Can't go buy a disc anymore.
It's rare. Yeah.
They're on the dollar shelf in the middle of the aisle at Walmart.
Yeah, or Bluetooth. It's all Bluetooth.
Put Guns N' Roses on the dollar shelf. What are you talking about?
Of all the bands I thought you might pick, I don't know if Guns N' Roses was in the top 10.
Wasn't there.
No.
So that was just informational, make sure that we're all on the same page.
No, sounds good. So that's an audio joke.
It is. It is. That's, I heard
not
you.
A very good one.
I heard you.
I heard you.
On 3C, the IGA. So this IGA is a renewal of an existing money that the state sends to us. We've had it for quite a few years now. And it's 100% pass-through money to options. So it's money that we have to receive because the state says we're the mental health authority, but we pass it on 100% to options. They run the program.
100%. We don't take any.
We don't take any. Okay. Well, we get our piece under a different
method,
different distribution.
If only we could get the state to think the same as we do.
Right.
If you knew how much money came into the Oregon Health Authority, into the health department in Oregon, and how much actually comes down to the county level for their discretion, it is
there's a difference?
Criminal.
Shocking. Yeah.
It's almost criminal what they've done. And then they expect the counties to provide all of this stuff. We gave you the money. But what did you do with it up here at the state level? It's frightening. Almost as bad as the Department of Transportation, but that's another story.
Don't start that again.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a renewal of an existing contract. It's about $13,000 a month that they send in. We send it. Forward it on
just
to
one of the lanes that pass through.
Yeah. And
there's a few.
There's really no changes of any substance to it. I think they're giving us about $700 more per month than what the old contract was. So
do we get anything for passing that through? I mean, I know like taxes we don't. Property taxes and levies and stuff we don't collect it for the schools and for the city right back. But do we get?
Yes. Yes, we do. For mental health, we.
Okay.
I think we're budgeting about $43,000 this year.
Okay.
So, but that's under the big. We get about a monthly distribution of about $380,000 that comes in each month that we pass along to options. But one
that's
of the service
elements. That's the one we get a little admin out of.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's about $40,000 for the year. So that goes into the ISF and helps offset the rate and the cost that's.
And the administering of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So really, the only thing I need on this is just for the board to, I think, delegate approval, because there's just a single signature line here, to just delegate approval to
the chair for all
chair,
three items?
And, well, for this, just for the IGA.
Okay, just 3C.
Just for the IGA.
Do you need a motion for that?
Yeah.
I move we allow the chair to sign for that on behalf of the board.
All right, I'll second that.
IGA with
Oregon Health.
Oregon Health.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Excellent.
Motion passes 2-0.
Thank you.
How
is Monday soon enough when Willie's back? Yeah,
that'd be fine.
How is the ISF doing?
ISF is doing fine.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
Yes, that is.
Well, thanks
everything
for the update,
I had,
sir.
Anything? Questions on your part, so thank you very much.
Any other business today? Then
not
we
for
go
me,
to
sir.
Board business matters from commissioners. Anything to share, sir?
Nothing for me, sir. We did that last night.
Yep, I just wanted to add, didn't really say it last night, someone else did. The Parks Board annual picnic was last night out at Tom Pierce, and one of the Park Board members does the cooking for that. She has a catering business, and so she volunteers that. And she invites all the park hosts, all of the employees, and all of their family. And so there was a baby there. Of course, we have a new baby, and I don't think you'd need the word new, but we have a baby in the Parks Department now. She had just come back from her leave, I believe.
That's kind of a neat deal. They've worked hard all summer long. This is kind of a season-end celebration, if you will.
It is. Yeah,
they get ready to go in. There's a lot of work that goes on in the parks during wintertime too, winterizing all of our parks. And parks is also involved with like the boat ramps, all the boat ramps. When we get a big gully washer down through there, and they always call and say, hey, my boat fell off the ramp because it's washed out behind it. It's park. I thought that was public work, but it's not. It's parks. It falls under their guys, so. Kind of interesting how that's split up.
And some of those the state runs and some we run. Depends on the boat ramp. But yeah, they're really, again, like the fairgrounds, another one of our departments that's really on the rise, and it's not because government found a way to fund it, it's because they found a way to self-fund and are really moving forward in a great way for our county. I think I go to our county parks and I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah.
By the condition of them and how many people are there enjoying them. Nice. So, all right. Well, then, other than that, I guess we will look forward to the 2 p.m. ribbon cutting at the Fairgrounds Pavilion for the renovated certified commercial kitchen, which will really be great for some people to take advantage of.
It's a nice kitchen. It really looks good.
Really looks good. I've seen the pictures. I can't wait to see it
in
person. So
some neat stuff.
All right, well then let's end this meeting at 9:40.
Thank you.